So I wanted to spend a little bit of time just giving you an all-in update on the campaign. We're a third of the way through. So just wanted to share with you how things have been going, but prior to that, kind of just describe the three areas, how we look at that campaign and what that includes, then give you the update. And also just ask you to kind of reflect on that a little bit and be able to, briefly, if anyone is asking, just kind of enunciate for folks how that's impacting your life and you know, how you feel about how the Lord has impacted in your giving and participating in this campaign. We'll talk a little about some things here, but there's two things that I really hope that you take away from what we're talking about. The first word is fuel. So fuel is the key to walk away with, and then the other key trigger is 83 cents. So just remember fuel and 83 cents, and we'll talk about those things. But the All-In Initiative is focused on blessing families, blessing the cities, and blessing the next generation. And we're thrilled with how the Lord has blessed this church in the ways that he has. Over the last year, and how many years prior to that as well. But again, fuel coming up here, it fuels movement, and it fuels our ability to impact the lives both inside the church and also outside of the church. And we're thrilled with how the Lord has been working. And then we're also hoping that as we all walk by faith through this, that it's impacting our lives and our faith walk with the Lord. And we just pray that you're all experiencing that as we go through this campaign. And now for my pie chart. How about that? There it is. That's it, right? Exactly. So here's where the 83 cents comes into play. So 83 cents of every dollar that is given through the All-In campaign is going out to bless the cities, to bless the families, and bless the next generation, both inside and outside of this church. And I hope that everyone feels encouraged by hearing that number. So 17 cents is used to turn the lights on and fund the operations of the church, and the remaining 83 is used in the three areas that you see here. So the first area, being bless the cities, on the next slide, is it includes community outreach, as you see there, global outreach, life, which includes Life on Life ministries and discipleship, kingdom investments, which I talked a little about the last time, and how much in terms of matching grants, in terms of, I think, if I remember right, it was around $4 million over the course of kingdom investments that have impacted the community and impacted Perimeter families. And then also including Blessing the Cities is the Atlanta Leadership Center, which is in the works. And I've got an update on that, but it addresses various aspects of our community. So that's 26 cents. Think about 26 cents of every dollar is Blessing the Cities. Blessing the Families would include the iArts Academy, which... our family's being blessed by that now, with our children being involved in it. Brent Weber runs that ministry, and my kids absolutely love it. I have one child that isn't as much into sports, and this is an opportunity for him to use the creative side of his brain. And he's working with active actors in terms of movies and television shows, and he's experiencing being behind the camera, and it's an amazing time for these kids. Camp All American, which you should all be pretty familiar with Jay Martin and his ministry there, and then also including blessing the families, there's Primer School, Kids Quest, counseling service, and things like that. I wanted to pause for a moment and give you an update on a building that you may be aware of that was in discussion. It was a standalone building that was in the range of about 30,000 square feet that we were contemplating, that was going to be back by the pool, kind of back in the corner of the parking lot. The original All-In campaign did not include that building, but we were blessed with a gift to this church that was earmarked to build that building. And we were amazingly blessed. It was going to be focused on Camp All-American and iArts. And as I said, it was about a 30,000-square-foot building, had various rooms for the kids to work on production and have an auditorium and a air-conditioned space for the kids when they're in camp. And it was an amazing space. And I see Tom standing right there. We worked tirelessly to develop the plans for that property, for that building. And the plans had about $125 a square foot to build that building. And so that was about, with furniture, fixtures, and equipment, that was about $4.5 million to build that building. When we put it out for bid multiple times, the bids came back at $199 a square foot, which is just a little over a $2 million premium over the original plans and the budget for that building. And so through prayer, through a long meeting with church leadership and the EMT, we elected that it would not be stewarding the blessings of this church well to go forward with that building. So we elected to defer the building of that building into the next campaign. So that's the update on that building. It's unfortunate that happened, but we found out that with the construction, all the commercial construction going on around Atlanta with the two stadiums, other high-rise construction projects and things like that, just the demand for construction in this market exceeded supply, and so that premium was a result of that. So I would say that as I've talked to folks since we made that decision, there's an incredible amount of peace that we've all had with that decision. So next slide. And I'm hoping there's some time to allow for some questions, too, so we can talk about various things. The third being blessing the next generation. That's 18 cents of every dollar would go into this area. The first being ministry residence. That's a leadership program for young folks to come here to Perimeter and be in a rotation so that they can then take the skills that they learn here and take them out into the world. And then also, that includes campus development. So if you remember the campaign, early on we talked about the sanctuary and the foyer. We talked about some things with Camp All-American. So that would also include the various aspects of campus development, physical campus development here at the church. So let's talk about that for a second on the next slide. So as you can see here, quickly, we're about a third of the way through the campaign. And it's just, I feel amazingly blessed to be where we are as far as actually exceeding the goals that we had. So to break down that $71 million for you, that's the three-year pledge. If you remember, that pledge included a faith promise aspect to it. So that was sort of a stretch that we all prayed about and we all thought about, you know, what that number would be. And so that number includes that faith promise. And so to be at the point where we are in the campaign, it's just feel amazingly blessed and thankful that the Lord has had this, have us where we are right now. So the $71 million, if you think about it, just these are even numbers, just kind of easy to think about. The campus development aspect is about $10.5 million. So that's the sanctuary, that's the foyer, that's all Camp All-American aspects. That does not include the building that I just talked about. So that's $10.5 million. So then you take the remaining, call it $60 billion, and break it up in three-year increments. That's $20 million a year. So that's funding the operations of the church and you know, blessing the cities, blessing the next generation, and blessing the families. Kind of thinking ahead, this summer we'll be halfway through the campaign, and then Randy is going to have a sermon series on, as you can see there, spiritual gifts and then also generosity. So kind of revisiting that and giving updates on things. And so wanted to make sure you had this information, obviously, well ahead of of some of that communication that's coming out. And so lastly, on the last slide, here are some dates for you, kind of some ranges in time as to some of the things you might see happening. There's the Atlanta Center for Leadership that I talked about. That's in development right now. The new sound system and projection system, that's in the sanctuary. Right now, the rigging and the bracing is going on backstage for a screen that we have that was gifted to the church by a church member. And that screen is going to, if you can picture it, take up the entire backstage. It'll be that entire sort of from one end to the other. It's this, what's been described as an amazingly clear, high-def screen that that will allow for a tremendous amount of creativity during our church, during our services, and for other events that occur in the sanctuary. Timing with that, we don't anticipate that that's going to be available for the Easter service. That'll be just after. But we are working on the sound system now as well, and various other acoustics in the sanctuary, and those should be done by Easter. The pavilion, as a part of the Camp All-American development, is going to be worked on, and that should be a late spring availability for that, which should make it available for the Camp All-American this summer. I'll jump down to the lake. The lake, there were a few delays in the lake, so we've elected to wait until after Camp All-American this summer and get the lake started. The 12 new residents, that's the leadership development program, so we're looking to bring new residents in. And then the four-year renovation, we're looking to revisit that this fall, a similar process that we had to the building in terms of looking at the plans we have, testing the market to see, you know, where bids are coming in, you know, making sure that we can fulfill all the plans that we have there within, you know, where the market has that. So we're excited about all the activity that you're going to see around here in 2016 in the years to come. But I just hope you feel encouraged and just share with me the thankfulness that we have for the blessings that we have here at Perimeter. And again, just remember fuel and 83 cents, and we'll be good. So hopefully Clint's around here somewhere to help me with some questions if we get into some of the details. But is there anybody that has any questions that I can hopefully answer for you that may have come up from this? So there's a swim lake that was part of the Camp All-American plans. I think right now Camp All-American, and please don't hold me to these numbers, but I think right now Camp All-American is somewhere around 8,000 kids throughout the summer that are coming through. And the concern is having that many children and trying to grow that, having an area for them to cool down and cool off, because the pool just can't handle the kind of capacity right now. And we don't have air-conditioned indoor space that's adequate as well. So a cost-effective way to do that is to have a three-quarter acre lake right out by kind of the high ropes course and over in the undeveloped area by the pool for the kids to cool down. And so that's what we've been working on.
Thank you, Patrick. Thank you for y'all's work on that. One of the things that I'd one of the things that, just thinking about all those ministries that were listed up there, that there's a lot of strategy going on, and that's a good thing. I appreciate the strategic nature of our church and how people are involved in ongoing strategy sessions with that. I was reflecting on that this morning, as we're involved in a lot of strategy as it relates to what goes on in here. I don't mean tonight. But I mean in terms of elders and deacons and roles and caring for our people and shepherding our people. We've been talking the other day. We're talking about how do we become more missional, you know, and how are we more missional? And I mean, just you know, as far as a staff perspective, we're constantly talking about strategy. And so my thought being is, as we go to prayer right now, there's one thing that we cannot do. We can't change people's hearts, which is the most important issue, isn't it? And so I was convicted just once again that all this strategy is great, and we do that, and we should do that. It's an important thing. But if we don't pray, and I don't say that sort of as an add-on. Like, I really think it is the most important work that we do as officers of the church. And so what I'd like to do right now, just at our tables, I started to think about this because I thought, just personally, and then I want to relate ministry-wise as well, that, you know, I've been praying for people who obviously come to faith. There's numbers of people that I've been working with who have addiction issues. I'm praying for them. I'm thinking about some of the marital situations. And by the way, this is shepherding, so we're dealing with some of the messy stuff. Some of the marital issues we're dealing with. But also thought about what we've been talking about. We've been talking about being relevant over the last few months. We talked about the whole issue of same-sex marriage. We talked about racial reconciliation. These are all hard issues at the end of the day. And so, God, change our hearts, work in our hearts, and we want you to work because God must work. And so, I don't know. What I'd like to do is just take 5 minutes at our tables, if we could, before we dismiss and break up. Just whatever's on your heart regarding prayer, whether you would want to confess. For some of us, we just may say, Lord, forgive me for my prayerlessness. Or, Lord, what's on my heart to pray about? Maybe something that Patrick mentioned or just something that's going on that we desperately need him. And not, again, this is an add-on. This is the most important, in my opinion, the most important thing we do as officers. So let me open this in prayer, and then I'll direct us to tables. God in heaven, we thank you for... Lord, it reminds us once again that we can do all this strategy, but Lord, we need for you to work in changing hearts. And so, God, we confess, I think all of us probably in here, maybe not all, but many of us would probably confess, God, too many times that we go straight to strategy and we're not begging and pleading for you to do the work. We're not calling out to you. And so forgive us at times of our prayerlessness. And Lord, we ask now as we pray at our tables, whatever's on our heart, Lord, we admit you've got to work. So whatever, Lord, is laying on your heart, whether it's something in your own life, maybe something in the community, in our nation, in the world, whatever, to see God work, to recognize with all the strategy and all the talk, and all that goes on, at the end of the day, God's got to change hearts. Whatever was on your heart, pray for that right now, that God would do that. At your tables, don't talk about it, just pray. Our God, as we often hear, that we are to hate the sin and love the sinner. Father, I pray you would do a work in all of our lives that we would hate our sin. They'd hate our sin, Lord. And that, God, from that, the love of Christ would flow out from us. And, Lord, may we be men of prayer. May we be men humble before you. May we be men crying out to you, recognizing that we can do all this strategizing, but, God, how desperately we need you. So I pray for that, Father. Thank you that you're at work. Thank you that you're working in the lives of the men here in this ministry and in this community, but pray, Father, for us that we would lead in this area as officers, that we would lead with prayer. And so thank you for tonight, and thank you for this time. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.